Hello, little one. This is your personal time. So make yourself comfortable. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't want, that's fine. You can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building, sounds from outside. But none of these sounds will disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you to relax even more. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Okay, baby? Good. Now while you're relaxing, I need you to, you can either lay in your chair or just lay in your bed and begin to be aware of your entire body. Become aware of your hands. Become aware of your elbows. Just sensing the weight of your own body. And just begin to let them go. Let all your tensions, let it all go. Begin to relax. Just relax and let it all go. Be aware of your ankles and your feet and continue to relax. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, you're beginning to fall deeper into a focused state of mind where you're going to focus on everything that I say and let every other thought in your mind begin to fade away. Just relax. Just relax. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Let your mind begin to listen even farther. Let your mind feel lost listening to my voice. Be so drawn to all my instructions, my suggestions, while you continue to relax even more. Just keep relaxing. The more you listen, the more you fall deeper and deeper into relaxation. Just relax. Just relax. You almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you. Now you're breathing so easily and slowly that you almost wouldn't disturb even a single strand of air placed right in front of you. And as I continue to relax to the sound of my voice, I wonder if you can perhaps begin to sense the beating of your own heart. Just relax. Just relax. It's okay to wait yourself if you want to listen. And it's okay to also listen with a full bladder if you want to. Just focus on the sound of my voice and just feel weaker and weaker with each word that I say. Sense the beat of your own heart and begin to wonder if you can use the power of your mind to slow your own heartbeat down. Just relax. Feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and weaker because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to listen to the sound of my voice, accept my suggestions, and relax. You're safe, you're secure. Nobody's wanting anything, nobody's expecting anything. So you can just allow your whole body to continue to relax and become easier until it's just taken over. Become aware of your arms, of your hands, and just sensing how heavy they are getting. Become aware of your legs and feet, sensing how relaxed your legs and your feet are now becoming. You're so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your old body to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert. And now begin to notice all your facial muscles are beginning to even relax, letting go of all the tensions in your face and your head, but not quite completely unnoticed, just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. It feels really great to relax, isn't it? Begin to wonder just how long all the tensions in your body had been there, realizing that you can just simply close your eyes and let it all out, because you can feel yourself falling deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into relaxation as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm. You wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle. I know that you can easily move a muscle if you want to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to relax, allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper into relaxation. I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more deeper and deeper, finding the last tiny pieces of stress and tension in your body and simply just letting them go with each easy, gentle breath that you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. Now imagine yourself at the top of a stairway, a beautiful stairway that curves slightly. The steps are shallow, they are wide and safe. It's only a short stairway. This is a deep, comfortable knowing within your mind that at the end of this wide, gentle, curved stairway is a doorway leading to a private place, a special place. Standing at the top of the airway, see yourself holding the banister, very safe, very calm. With me, I want you to take your first step. There are 10 very shallow steps into this doorway, into this private place. Now move to the 9th step and further again to the 8th. Now to the 7th, each step becoming more and more calm, more and more somehow eerie. It is so silent, everything feels like vintage. It feels abandoned. Looking at the door, it feels rusted. But then the calmness of Alpha getting stronger and stronger within you, becoming deeper and deeper all the way down while you move along the stairway. Now on the 6th step, you're gently drifting closer and closer to that place. It seems so eerie, but there's something curious inside of you. You just want to see what is on the other end of that room. Now on the 5th step, you look ahead and see a gentle mist. The mist seems to be the same color as a carpet that you once had when you were growing up. It's a healing, warm color. It feels safe. It's comforting. This deep, rich, powdered carpet. Just sleep your shoes off, allowing your toes to feel the carpet beneath. Become aware of the healing properties of the color that you're looking at. It's the same color as the mist at the end of the stairway. It seems to be oozing out of this door that seems so hairy. There's something strange about it. See the mist starting to flow gently towards the stairs. It's like a warm greeting. It feels even safe yet hairy, as though it's a warm old friend, as it gently rolls around your legs. A deep sense of calmness and security begins to surround your body. You feel like there's a presence of somebody at the other end of the door, but you really can't figure what it is. It seems fearful. It seems like the mist comes with a feeling of fear. But yet it feels safe and secure to just keep going down deeper and deeper, drifting further to the fourth step. The mist come closer, and on the third step, it's as though it's wrapping around like a comfortable overcoat. It seems warm and seems so strange, yet familiar. It's safe as you drift deeper and deeper along the stairway, becoming so weaker as you move closer and closer to this door. Continue to drift to two. With each breath that you take, it's as two, breathing in calmness, alpha calmness, breathing out any tensions of the day. And now on the last step, you feel like you're drifting. The mist is all around, comforting, warming. A sense of feeling safe, a sense of deep alpha calmness, deeper and deeper with each deep breath in. The calmness seems to be increasing with each easy breath out, allowing all your tensions and the stress in your whole body begin to disappear. In the quietness of the mind, you begin to watch this mist. It's as though it's guiding and drifting you closer and closer, deeper and deeper, safely drifting you towards the doorway and to this room. You feel some type of presence. You just want to see what is on the other end of the door. Now, standing by the door, you feel some sense of fear, yet some sense of safety. No one knows. No one can just come in this room. It seems like a sanctuary. It seems like a place to retreat to. It seems scary. It seems no one else knows. No one else can go there unless invited. It's a special room, a special, special place for someone really powerful, really, really special. Just right then, I want you to continue and just open this door. Now, inside this room, you're surprised to see a dim light. You feel a little uncertain of what to do. You just look back to where you're coming from. You really don't know, but there's something inside you that is urging you to go even more deeper and deeper into this room. Just right there, you notice a water bottle. The eeriness and this mist in this room makes you feel so thirsty. Looking at this water just standing there in the bottle like a jar, you move closer to that table and you picked up that water and just you continue to drink some of it. You feel relieved of your thirst. Yet this mist is beginning to move round and round around you. Round around you. And just you're so confused. But then you just kept going closer towards that light in that room. Just right then, you heard something like someone is walking towards you. You heard something like few steps. And just right there, you saw someone stepping into this light. This is a very beautiful woman. She has a blonde eyes. She has this shining, sunny eyes that is so enchanting. She has a very, very black hair, so long, almost to her feet. She's wearing a dark eyeliner. Looking at her, you can easily tell that she's a witch. And then you think for a second, maybe you're wrong. Maybe it's just a beautiful woman dressing up like a witch to scare you. But then looking straight into her eyes, you just don't want to smile anymore. You feel fearful because now this woman is angry and pissed. Like, what are you doing in a private place? She begins to look straight into your eyes and asks you, what are you doing in a private place? And then you're in shock. You don't even know how you got there anymore. And then she just looked again straight into your eyes. But just right then, you feel so transfixed, and then you really don't know what you want to do, and just you begin to just focus on this woman, and then you just are so confused and in fear. And right then, the woman said to you that this is her house, and that she's been living there for quite some time. And then she saw you, you know, destroying some of her beautiful things before you enter there, while you invaded her privacy. But just right then, you wanted to back away, you wanted to go back. So you don't really know what to do, because now your feet cannot even move. And then you just kept looking down. You're in shock of what to do. And then she just looked straight at you and told you and asked you, why did you drink the water? And you just can't even answer. You're so afraid. Her eyes are shining bright and you really don't know what to say or what to do. And just right then, you begin to tremble and shake. Talking of trembling, your feet begin to shake, all your whole body. And just right then, she moved closer and closer to you. And you begin so fearful, you begin to feel this fear from the toes of your feet to your head. And then you really don't know what to do right now. All you can do is just stand there. You can move, you can talk. And just then you felt there's some type of water coming down out of your body. Looking down, you can see that your bladder is loose. And just right then, you begin to pee yourself. you begin to let go. Your bladder is out of control. She stood there and begins to laugh at you. You really don't know what to do. And then she said to you, that water that you drank is a cursed water. Anyone who drinks that water would lose every sense of nerve of muscle in their bladder, and they would need to wet themselves every single time. You were so afraid, you were in shock. You don't really know what to say to her or what to do. And then she looked at you with a wand, pointing this wand towards you. You begin to shake and tremble in fear even more, not knowing what to do now, because you begin to make a puddle of pee all around the floor. And then she says to you, from now on, you always wet yourself, you always wet the bed. Your bladder will now be out of control. From now on, you'll be diaper dependent. Every single time that you listen to this file, every single time that you drink some water and listen to this file, you will wet yourself every single time. Because now your bladder is under a curse. She just cursed your bladder. And just right then, she asked you to just turn around and look back, pointing this wand towards your feet. You notice your feet could move. And just right then, you turned. As you turned, something inside of you tells you to look back. Looking back, you couldn't see her anymore. She's disappeared. But the words that she said to you begins to echo into your head, into your thoughts, into your mind. That from now on, your bladder has been cursed. Your bladder would release itself at will. You're now diaper dependent. Every single time you drink some water and listen to this file, you will let go of all sense of restraint. All your mental restraint will disappear, and your bladder is forever cursed. Every single time, each time you use this file, you will wet yourself, you will lose control of your bladder, and you can also relax even more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. It's time to come back to your normal self. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and then I'll say fully awake. At the count of 5, your eyes are open and you're then fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. Alright, 1, slowly, calmly, you're beginning to return to your full awareness once again. 2, every muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed. And you're now feeling back, and you're now feeling so wonderful. 3, from your head to your toes, you're feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes will begin to open. You'll feel and see sparkling clear. On the next number count, your eyelids will be open, fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, and full of energy. Number 5, you're now fully aware now. Your eyelids open. Take a good deep breath. Feel your lungs, and then you can stretch. It's okay to listen to this file every single time you want to wet yourself or you want to lose control of your bladder. Excessive listening of this file can have a lasting effect. So if you don't want a lasting effect, please don't listen excessively. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time. You know, mommy loves you. Kiss, kiss.